Dave, you're an expert on Islam. You speak about it. You take the Bible. You compare what the Bible says to what Islam is. And it's been extraordinarily helpful in what you are doing. But I want you to comment in just a second. But let me read just a bit from the research on Pew and set it up here. It says this from the report, quote, based on our own survey and demographic research, as well as outside sources, Pew Research Center estimates that there are about 3.45 million Muslims of all ages living in the United States in 2017. That equates to about 1.1% of the total population. Muslims in the U.S. are not as numerous as the number of Americans who identify as Jewish by religion, according to our estimate. But it goes ahead and says by 2040, though, Muslims will replace Jews as the nation's second largest religious group. And by 2050, the Muslim population projected to reach 8.1 million, twice what it is right now. Dave, my question to you right off here, in quick response, is how do you see when this happens, not so much if or when, but when this happens, what impact are we going to see on America if, in fact, the Muslim population surpasses that of the Jewish population?
Well, Sam, all one has to do is take a perusal of what Islam has done in other countries where they have not been in the majority. And they move through three stages. There's an accommodation stage where, as they're growing in number and influence, they treat the host country, i.e. America, you're okay, we're okay, everybody's fine, you know, we worship the same God, we just call him by a different name. But as they grow in number and influence, they move to an agitation stage where they begin agitating for their rights. They begin not allowing any slight against the Prophet Muhammad or the religion of Islam to go unchecked or unnoted. There are protests that take place, and I think anyone that's watching this closely would say America is thoroughly ensconced in stage two. But the third stage is the subjugation stage, where either via violent jihad or stealth jihad, more likely, they begin to take over all aspects of a country. They run for office. They get involved in the judicial and the political system. And we're already watching that take place in America. So, Sam, long term is this: if this projection is accurate, and by 2050, we have 8.1% of our population identifying themselves as Muslim, we are in for a lot of trouble.